You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language.
Leur souffrance humaine nous intéresse beaucoup.
That was from an interview with Belgian filmmakers, the Dardenne brothers, talking about the kinds of stories they tell, saying, human suffering, that interests us very much. It also interests Tom Krell, a songwriter and producer who goes by the name How to Dress Well. After seeing one of the Dardenne brothers' films, The Kid with the Bike, he was inspired to make the song Poor Cyril. In this episode, he'll dig deep into where that inspiration led him, from transformations within the song, within the film, and within himself. Now, here's How to Dress Well from an interview recorded live at the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco.
My name's Tom, and I play music as How to Dress Well. The backbone of the song is a sample of a Beethoven concerto. It's sampled from a film, The Kid with a Bike, by the Dardenne brothers. They used the music in the film to signal chapter changes. This boy, Cyril, he is living in a foster care contemporary orphanage, and a woman, for no real kind of rational calculation, decides to take him and bring him into her life and try and give him a love which would remedy the wounding he's sort of living out as a young boy. He's been abandoned by his family and has become quite violent. And then the movie is quite simple. It's just what unfolds when this woman tries to do this quite courageous moral thing for this already quite damaged child. People are forced to do either morally courageous things to try and help him or morally compromising things when they're exposed to what happens when we live in a world with abandoned children. The film just blasted me. I couldn't stop thinking about it for like 3 or 4 days after I saw it. The whole song kind of like flows out of my experience of that film. Treating the sample kind of ruthlessly, setting up distortion channels, and then playing with the gain structure on the distortion channel, trying to bring something novel out of a very simple sample. Yeah, it continues like that. It becomes like progressively more distorted, and sonically I really am attached to those swells and distortions, things going into the red. I think that when something goes into the red on a recording, it can be like a really powerful metaphor. Is not the right word, because it's more like visceral than that. But like when you're listening to someone sing and it goes into the red, it feels intense. You know, lyrically, this song is like direct to the point of almost being like didactic. I sing this sort of like fairy tale intro of a love with no pain and no shame.
I said there's no shame in this love. Yeah, there's no pain in this love.
And then I go into the main verse and I sing about this boy, like just literally describing the film. And I sing, there's no world with a broken child. So it's not like ambiguous writing.
Just hold her hand, oh, this sweet little lie. There's no world with a broken child, no consolation. No more lies.
One of my best friends quite unexpectedly had a baby she's very young. And watching her care for this child kind of was pretty revelatory for me. At a certain point, I don't even care who her parents are, even though I really love her parents. It's just like the fragile child laughing and farting and crying and stuff. That's like the source of a possible new world. I like to think about what would the world be like if it were a good world to live in and not a terrible world. I made a MIDI scale of a trumpet blast that plays in a movie called Beau Travail, a Claire Denis film. The trumpet is played in a funeral ritual in that film. And so the first sequence of brass that comes in is me playing MIDI on keyboard. And then that's replaced by a real brass quartet. By the end of The Kid with the Bike, Cyril is a completely different thing. You know, he was like this sort of dangerous to himself and others, very pained creature at the beginning, and then through love, he's transformed and he becomes like fully human in the deepest sense of that word. And so the idea across this section was to try and perform musically that growth from the death trumpet, MIDI synthetic, to the rebirth trumpet. I used to be like a really aggressive dude, was kind of like a bit of a dick, and the music I made was like pretty harsh noise stuff, like played in like some different kinds of metal bands and did solo stuff that was just like sweltering harsh noise just to basically make you feel bad. A lot of shit changed in my life over the last 6 years, just really important relationships, like losing some people quite close to me. I had a confrontation sort of with like my own arrogance and hubris and shit, and I just realized I needed to like figure out how to take better care of myself so that I wasn't such a negative force in the world. And then I started listening to a lot of different kinds of music, and one song that had a huge influence on me in terms of understanding the value of sentimentality and understanding this like direct approach that I was talking about earlier is this song by Janet Jackson called Special. She sings like the beginning, "We need to remember that love lies deep within ourselves." We need to remember that love lies deep within ourselves. We have to. It's a cool, that's a good sentiment, I think. Everything I'm saying, I'm not like conscious of this in advance of the work. I'll have like a hunch, more like a feeling. Be like, man, that movie was like beautiful. I think I want to be a better person. Maybe I'll write a song. You really learn about yourself in retrospect. And so I'll do these acts and record these songs. And then I spend about 2 years talking about the songs to strangers. And then I learn like, oh shit, okay. I was pretty obsessed with that for like 3 weeks there. And oh yeah, like I never realized how important that person is to me. And I learn an enormous amount about myself through my music. I mean, that's the most compelling reason to keep doing it.
And now, here's Poor Cyril by How to Dress Well in its entirety.
I said there's no shame in this love. Yeah, there's no pain in this love. I got the world to gain with this love. And there's no pain in this love. mind. He wants her love, wants to try. Caress this child but destroy his violence. No more seduction, yet no jealousy, no abandon, no lies. No father, no mother.
That was from How to Dress Well's 2014 album, What Is This Heart? There's another version of the song that Tom recorded live with an orchestra. Here's an excerpt from it. Visit songexploder.net for links to both versions. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.